Hello, my darlings. It's Aisling Mooney, Angel Intuitive, Spiritual Business Mentor, here with your angel messages for June. And it's going to be an interesting month. It's going to be deeply healing. It's an interesting month. So I'm gonna share, go a little bit deeper into the whole theme of the month and then into each week coming up. And I'll try and be as quick as I can. So just as a side note, in the alignment program, we are working, the angel of this month is Archangel Shamuel. And Shamuel is the angel of big visions, big dreams, allowing yourself to take whatever it is that you want to manifest in your life and then doubling that vision to really allow yourself to expand and dream really big dreams for yourself. So a very powerful angel. It's about manifesting. It's about opening and expanding your vision for what's possible for you. And it's about allowing out those secret dreams of change and transformation that you have for yourself, for your life and your business, every area of your life and relationships and health and everywhere. So it's a big month. And Shamuel comes with a deep pink color, which is why I'm wearing pink today. Now, so that being said, I'm going to do our reading. And by the way, you can join us in the alignment program anytime you want. You can just hop onto my website, ashlingmooney.com/ABP, Angels and Biz Alignment Program, ABP. And that will take you straight to that page. You can have a look. You can join us this month and join in all the live calls, get all the content, videos, meditations, and connect with Shamuel in this amazing supportive space that we've created online. So let's dive into this month as the angels are showing themselves to us this month, the angels that want to work with us. So overall, we have Azrael, the Archangel Azrael. And Azrael says, it's time to see through the illusion. So that is the overall card for this month. It is a really, really, really powerful card, powerful energy, deeply cleansing, new beginnings, rebirths, letting go, transitions, deaths. So really releasing what no longer serves you. So as this is a theme of the month card, it really tells me there's going to be some deep healing happening for many of us this month, and I'm already feeling it. And for me personally, I'm feeling it on a level in my business and in my purpose, my life purpose. And I can really see myself ready to really go big with my business, with my personal message, with my personal mission to bring angels into every home in the world, and also to support spiritual business owners to, you know, share their gifts but get well paid for that. So that, you know, I have two sort of themes in my work that I share. But this is a pivotal month that we look back on maybe 10 years from now and go, okay, that was the year, that was the month when things changed. So this is a critical month, and it's important to just be open to that change in whatever way it's going to look like for you. It doesn't have to be big and dramatic. It can be, you know, releasing relationships or making a stand for your health or letting go of toxic relationships and calling in that new love. Starting to invest, you know, if you started investing today in 10 years, you, that would make a massive difference in your life and in your savings and in your money story. So it is deeply, deeply a healing month. And what we have on the two sides of this month, so in the first week and the last week, is Archangel Raphael, which reinforces again that this is going to be deeply healing. There's healing around Archangel Raphael in the first week, says your words have the power to heal. Now, I spoke about this last month and last week. So I would go back and listen to that message from last week because it was quite powerful. And it was about us using our voice. So for many of you, this big transition and change that we're going through, it could be that you suddenly decide to use your voice for good, for to speak up or add your voice to the social issues, climate change, the combating poverty in the world, or you know, planting more trees, or bringing wealth to the people that need it in the world, or whatever it is. Or in the case of what I spoke about last week, was a case of bringing equality and those issues of social issues of just creating equality for everybody on this planet, regardless of how we look and the color of our skin and where we're from, that we all have equal opportunities. I'm not saying that's now. It's a vision I have for the future. And I do think that with some work that we can do now, we can bring a more inclusive world into reality for the next generations to come. So it's a big month, my dears. It really, really is a big month. And the last week, again, is Raphael. Open yourself to the sound of healing. So it's about your healing journey. But I'm going to read this week to week. So that sense of activism is coming in really strong in the first week. And it's a feeling of enough is enough. Complete change, taking a stand, standing up for yourself and saying, no, this, I'm not going to be small anymore. I'm not going to be quiet on this issue anymore. I am going to speak up. I'm going to share my voice. I'm going to add my voice to this issue. Someone emailed me actually last week and said that she was going to add, because of the email, she said it really resonated. And I was thinking about adding my voice to an organization against bullying in schools for kids. Like, you know, so it can be anything. But this is the week where it's just like, okay, this is it. Big change is happening. The second week is Haniel. Archangel Haniel, take the leap. You are protected. So whatever you have been thinking about in any area of your spiritual business or your life, this is the go-ahead angel. This is, she holds no prisoners. She is like a really powerful angel. Her favorite word is no. Beautiful boundaries. No, I'm not going to allow this to take my time anymore, to take my energy anymore. Relationships that no longer serve you are out the door, but it's also a very powerful, like, I'm ready. So there will be a sense of feeling ready to make some big change in your life. And it's the big leap for that is going to be in the second week. So they're very closely tied. And then the third week, it's just adding on layers and layers of the power of this month of standing up for yourself, saying no, aligning yourself and your values with the things that are important to you in your life and the differences that you want to make on this planet. And it is Archangel Metatron, one of my spiritual mentors. And Metatron in this card says, be your own guru. So it's like, this card is about, you know, we all have to learn from teachers and coaches and do our training as therapists and healers and whatever, you know, we have to do so much training and development in our lives. And it's ongoing. It's never ending. For me, I'm a lifelong learner and I love learning. But this card is about this never ending cycle of learning. But there's also a point where you get to say, okay, I know all this, but I'm going to take the juice from all of these things and I'm going to do it my way, even if that means going against my gurus or my teachers or the leaders that I admire and love in my life. I'm going to do it my way. So it's a real call to be yourself, be authentic online, be authentic in your community, really embrace your own uniqueness in the world, and particularly in your spiritual business. So it's about doing things your way. Love, love, love this card. And then finally, the last week is, as I said, another Archangel Raphael card, and it's open yourself to the sound of healing. So this to me brings to mind that it's such a powerful healing month. There's so much going on. And this is make space and time in this month to do some personal development work, do some fitness, get yourself fit, eat a little healthy. If you need to drink more water, just set that up on your phone, reminders, and make sure that you're doing that. Go drumming, use sound, clear your house, decluttering your body. Just getting out into nature, that can be a healing experience on its own. Or book a session with a therapist or a healer or a counselor or a coach or your doctor or a nutritionist. Go and get some support for yourself throughout this month, because it's really some big stuff is coming up, big changes are happening, and your angels are just saying, just take as much support as you possibly can. Plan it now at the beginning of the month so that you have that, book in an angel card reading, book in a healing session, book that session with your doctor to talk about whatever's on your mind. But just get that in the calendar this month so that whatever comes up, you know that you're taken care of as well, that you're taking care of your own well-being. And oh my God, what a powerful month, my darlings. I would love to hear what you think. I would love to hear if any of this is resonating, if it's bringing up stuff for you, if you're like, oh my God, that's exactly what's happening for me. Post in the comments wherever you're watching this video. And just make sure as well that you're on my mailing list, because I have some interesting things coming up in June, July and August. You can go to aislinnmooney.com/free. To get some free Angels and Biz resources there. And you can always join us in the Alignment Program if you want to go deeper, you want to have some, you want to do some work with me personally. And you can also get these cards online. And if you go to Archangel Messages for a New Earth by Aislinn Mooney, if you go to aislinnmooney.com/cards, you can pop your name and get on the wait list for the next print run. That is it, my darlings. Have an amazing, amazing month. Sending you all so much love. Big changes, my darlings. Please also share this video with anybody that you think would benefit from these messages today and for this month. Loads of love. Bye.